Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Monet, I was just looking up the Anchor app. Have you heard about this?
I've heard of it. Something to do with podcasts, right?
Okay, so Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And they have this like creation tool that lets you record a podcast and edit it right from your phone or your computer.
Oh, that's right, because they can distribute your podcast for you, and it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other podcast distribution places, right?
Oh, and you will get the listeners, honey, and when you get the listeners, you make the coin thottas. Mm-hmm. But here's the crazy thing. You actually don't have to have a minimum listenership to get money. You can still make coins.
So it's essentially every single thing you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Oh, you're just so tickled. You love the idea of making podcasts. I love you, Monet.
I love
you. Now listen, if you want to download the free Anchor app, you can also go to anchor.fm and get started.
Is music a big part of your life? Let me tell you about Anchor, Spotify's podcasting platform. There are creation tools that allow you to easily and quickly record and edit right from your phone or computer. And best of all, Miss Stang, she is free. With Anchor, you can create a Music Plus talk show. With Music Plus Talk, you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes, alongside talk segments featuring your commentary. Miss Day, this is revolutionary. This is the future. This is happening now. Music Plus Talk is a new way to create with all the music that you love. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's from music analysis, your own radio show, a hosted playlist, a deep dive on your favorite genre or artist, or something the world's never heard before. You can do it with Anchor Music Plus Talk. Anchor will even help publish your show on Spotify so you can reach hundreds of millions of listeners. Got an idea for a Music Plus Talk show? Just head over to anchor.com/musicplustalk. That's anchor.fm/musicplustalk to sign up for Anchor and make your own Music Plus Talk show for free.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
On this week's episode, we talk about who Violet Chachki likes more.
We discuss insecurity.
And we find out what made Monet say this.
I'm just a piece of shit. And we find out what made Bob the Drag Queen say this.
Within 5 minutes, I was looking at pictures of her pussy. Oh my God.
What started out as like a cute,
and it's still cute,
Bob has made into an entire production.
We, because I wanted to bring out multiple angles.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for the multiple angles. I am. How you doing, Roberta? This is...
I know.
Me and my sister never fought. I don't know.
My kids up.
You know, I saw that video from when I came to Berkeley the first time after like not seeing you for 6 months, and we did that. I opened the door. I was like, Miss Julie. I can do the podcast.
Mama.
You look so okay. First of all, this is my first time seeing Bob since October. You're skinty. She's squinty. Squinty. Squintiana.
You're getting it. I have been keto.
Keto. Oh my God, you're obsessed.
I have not been working out at... I worked out one time the entire... And since October, which I think was 6 to 7 months ago now, I worked out one time. A time. I did a little living room workout, And I was like, this shit is for the. I was also really heavy. I was heavy for me mm-hmm. at the time. I was like 240, and I was like, this is hard.
Well, which is so different because for the first time we did it, you were working out literally all the time.
I was acting wild.
You were working out like every day.
Well, it's easier. A treadmill is a lot easier than doing 30-minute cardio. Like 30 minutes on the treadmill is just like feels like I'm just as a New Yorker, I'm used to walking around. It's not a big deal, but cardio is not just walking. It's like jumping up and down, clapping, hitting your knees, moving.
Hashtag EDNW.
Yeah. Every day, no matter what, bitch. Which I might get back on, too, because if I do my keto and start working out.
Girl, she's going to be, you'll be here like a fucking Orlindy girl.
Babe.
Or Simone. Simone's probably a better one.
Babe.
Bob.
And you look great. So Monet came and surprised me and was looking skinty, and I was like, who is...
Okay, let me set it up. So, boom. So, I had to come
you
to...
You love a boom. Boom. So, Blanche Chaloy.
I had some business stuff to do in L.A., and I was like, so I had to come to L.A. And I've been telling Bob, since I came back from the UK, that I was going to come visit him in L.A., yada, 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 see his new places, yada, yada, yada. And then it wasn't working out, and then the person I was supposed to meet up with, she was like, hey, can you come to L.A.? Like, they want me to come here to discuss some business stuff. I was like, sure. So, I was going to tell you, and I was like, I'll just surprise him. So, then I called Kennedy. I was like, Kennedy. I was like, I had to come to L.A. Thursday, Friday. I want to surprise Bob. She's like, okay, cool. We have a thing all day Thursday, so maybe when I'm going to his house, I can pick you up from your hotel, and then you just come with me, and he'll just never know. I was like, work. So then we're driving down. So Bob calls Kennedy. And I think you're like, Kennedy, where are you? Something like that. And she's like, I'm here. She's like, but is there any... No, you asked about street parking on your block.
Yeah, because Kennedy wanted to... Sometimes I let Kennedy pull into the garage and park behind Ezra's car.
Right.
If there's no street parking.
So Bob was like, no, there's a spot like right in front of my house, and your balcony looks right into the street.
Yeah.
So Kennedy stops at the beginning of your block. She's like, okay, I'll be there 1 second. You're like, well, where are you? And she's like, I'm coming down the block. And you're like, bitch, where?
Very me. Bitch, where are you?
So then Kennedy stopped short. And I hopped and I sneaked out of the car and I was hiding. But Bob was looking over. And to me, you saw me. And then I was like, he just saw me. And then, but I hid. And then I came back out and I was like... But you didn't react, so I was like, maybe he doesn't see me. So then I stayed, I waited for Kennedy, then you went back in, and Kennedy and I came in, and then I opened the door, and then you were in the living room standing in your little sleeper romper.
Yeah, the black one I think I was wearing.
And then I opened the door, and you was like, oh my God, like, what are you doing here?
I was just like, yeah, I was very confused. It was amazing. All the people I love, like, not only the people I love, but people I really, really love.
You said what you said, fuck Nick, fuck Mateo, fuck Patty.
I love people who weren't in this room, but I had Jacob, Ezra, Kennedy, and Monet all in this room. And I was like, oh my God, this is such a lovely moment. You got to meet Ezra, which is
I was about to say, this is my first time ever meeting Ezra. Ezra's so cute.
Ezra's very, very
Ezra's
cute.
Very sweet. Ezra very smiles nice. A lot. I walked in, and then Ezra was like,
yeah, Ezra loves a good smile.
He's very smiley.
So it was just really amazing, and I'm so grateful that you came to join me. I also want you all to see. I'm gonna see if I can make this send this to our editor. I want you all to see the elaborate setup that Girl. We have got going on in this home. So we are in my content room.
Down here, this, on the computer.
Yeah, there's a computer on the floor. There's an iPad filming me. There are two ring lights pointing at us. Monet's on that cell phone. There's my computer. One microphone. But we are committed to making sure that you all have quality content. I actually want to ask you about the topic, because normally we have Jacob submit our topics, mm-hmm. but Monet and I are going rogue.
Oh, this is real old school.
I know. Do you want to talk about the thing or this other topic I have in mind?
Well, what's the other topic?
So I want to talk about insecurities.
Oh, let's do it. Insecurities down, because we can put this out sooner. Because the other thing,
yeah. Because I've been really like. Also, we're really excited to announce to everyone that we are indeed. We've already announced that we're going to be working on our movie.
Oh yeah,
which is going to be slopping and popping. Yeah. It's going to be iconic. It's going to be epic, and people are going to gag. But I've been thinking a lot about insecurities lately,
girl.
And a lot of
you gotta be so insecure. Do you know the insecure? You did it on my TikTok.
Oh, yeah, I nailed it. I got it. And, but you know, I don't know.
Oh, I shouldn't touch the table.
What are some insecurities that you feel like you've grappled with your life?
Oh, my entire life, weight and body, like literally the entire life. And you know what? I was thinking about it because what did I see? Oh, I watched the Wendy Williams doc. And
wait, the doc? Have you seen the movie?
Both, the doc and the movie.
Which one's better?
The doc is way better than the movie. Have you watched any of it?
Neither one.
Oh, the doc is way better than the movie.
Got it.
But in the movie, her mom, as Wendy as a kid, her mom is like obsessed with her weight. Like her mom like puts her on diet. She's like 9 years old, 8 years. Her mom is like making her not eat. Da, da, da. And I was like, my family was never that, you know, about my weight. But I always felt insecure about my weight from the time I was, from the earliest I can remember feeling insecure about my weight was probably, I want to say maybe 7 or 8. I remember going, having one of my birthday parties. And then I just remember wanting a piece of cake, and I had my cake, and I wanted, and I had a second one. And bitch, you know she's going for a third. Good things I'm in threes. And I want to go for a third slice. And I remember my grandmother, she's like, No more. You can't have any cake. And I was like, why? But all of the other kids that were skinny were just eating all the cake they wanted to.
Oh, she's letting them eat more cake. But yeah, but
I couldn't have cake.
That's so shady.
So that was the first time I remember being like, oh my God, I have like, am I too fat? Like, that was the first time I remember thinking, like, having a weight thing.
I've been having this thing going on lately because I have two partners who are both very, let's say, traditionally cute in this world way.
Right.
Ezra and Jacob are both just, they're really pretty. They're both very pretty. And
petite,
I.
Petite, squinty.
Yeah. Just got a lot of those things going going for them.
Yeah.
And I think that it's been kind of exacerbated even more so lately because now Ezra has a girlfriend who's also very.
Gorgeous. Rose.
She's very beautiful. And by the way, these people are all really, they are all beautiful. Yeah. They genuinely are all.
When I came, Ezra was FaceTiming. Well, not when I came back later in the day, Ezra was FaceTiming Rose, my first time seeing Rose. Because when you did the stereo, I didn't see Rose. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, Rose is like.
She's very pretty.
And her face was beat. I was like,
what? So like a while back I had, like whenever I would have Jacob or Ezra on camera, people would sometimes say stuff like, you know, Bob, sugar daddy ain't over there, or like,
really,
Ezra, blink if you're in danger. How did, like, or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I started getting in my head too when I would realize that people would be like, oh my God, like if Ezra and Rose would go live together, they would be like, oh my God, these two are just so beautiful, they're just so gorgeous,
right?
And if me and Ezra go live, they're like, oh my God, Ezra's just so gorgeous,
right.
But then I also had to realize in my head at a certain point that a compliment for someone else
is not
a detriment to me.
Yeah,
it really has nothing to do with me. But there is some mental gymnastics
fully
to get to that point.
Fully. When I feel like every relationship I've been in, I don't know if this is a me thing or more people identify with this, but I always feel like my partner is so attractive. Like my partner is always like very cute, very pretty, very handsome, whatever it is. And I'm just like, fine.
Well, I identify with that. And I think it's also probably because you think that person's beautiful, fine, attractive, hot, depending on what decade you're talking about your partner. he is fine.
Oh my God, remember fine?
Fine.
Not fine, fine.
F-O-I-N-E. Fine. You know, you think your partner's fine because that's who you're attracted to. So obviously you're going to see them in a beautiful lens. And then also the more you get to know someone, the more attractive they are regardless.
Like
the more, from in my experience anyway, the more that you fall in love with someone, they just get more and more beautiful.
Right.
Whether or not they're changing physically or not, you just keep seeing them as more and more beautiful because you start to learn a lot about them. And I also feel like people who I'm not in love with, whenever I see their faces, it starts to average out. Like if I know someone who's like really hot, and then I get to know them, they just start looking a little more average.
You think?
And if I see someone who I think is a little ugly, and I get to know them, they just start to look more attractive.
I see that part, not the other way around. When somebody is like hot as fuck, I'm like, I don't ever start to see. I mean, when you start to hang out with them, personality things, I'm like, ugh. But not physical things.
Like, I'll say, like, for example,
who you about to say?
Don't be messy, Monet. You've been messy enough. oh my God, stop. Will you? I will say this. Whenever you're working with dancers, they're just so hot.
Yeah.
They're just that's like they're, it's a big part of being a queer dancer. You're just so, they're so hot. When I first see like any of the dancers, I'm like, Jesus Christ, how is this person this goddamn attractive?
Yeah, yeah.
And then after we've been touring for a while, I'm like, they look like a person. They're still hot. They're still good looking, but they don't seem like, there is a point where someone's so hot, I'm like, I wouldn't even speak to you in public.
That's how I feel about David Radcliffe. When I first met David, I told you this. I was like, Bob, David is hot. I want David to do me, and I want him to take that uncut British dick and fucking choke me with it so I never speak again. And then after, now I've done over 92 shows with David. I've been on a fucking tour bus with David, and he's like farting and shitting everywhere, and I have, you know, and I love
everywhere. Will not use a toilet.
And I love David. And I still think David is very attractive. I'm not like
shitting everywhere.
Well, David has gastrointestinal issues. Everyone who's sorting it with David knows this. Not shitting everywhere, but David can't. David was, you know, oh my God, this is another thing. Because was it you? I don't know, but everyone is lactose intolerant. You're not supposed to drink.
Constantly. I told you that. Everyone's like, yeah.
And then, so David, but he had like a severe gastro. So anytime he would drink milk or eat cheese, but he would just be, it was disgusting.
Yeah, we used to sneak cheese into his meal sometimes for fun. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That is so...
We were not poisoning people on
work. But David is still attractive, but I get what you're saying. Like, it has averaged out a little bit as the more time I spent with him.
It starts to, everyone kind of just meets in the middle. You're like, oh, I was really kind of tripping about your looks in either direction. It makes me feel more average. Anyway, what I'm saying is, but I feel like for me, whenever I'm in love with someone, it gets exponentially, they just become more and more attractive, like no matter what. And then stuff they do that like would not be cute for someone else becomes cute because it's the person that you're in love with.
In love with.
But I do get sometimes insecure because, like, you know, me and Ezra were on live the other day, and we were just, like, talking and, like, looking at the camera, and then someone was like, Bob, has gaining weight during quarantine been rough for you? And I was like, what did this bitch hit that I had gained weight during quarantine? Like, it was... And I know I talk about my... Listen, this thing, we talk
about... You can talk about whatever you want about your body.
My own stuff, but when other people are like, I would also like to jump in and have a brief discussion about your body fat, your BMI. Is that what it is? Body mass index? Is that what it is? BMI. I would also have a conversation about your BMI. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
This is... I had to be like... I literally had to just get up and walk away. I was like, I'm going to go in the other room now. Because this person really just... call me fat.
Yeah.
On this live.
On the live.
They didn't say the words "you're fat," but it was
right.
Like,
but it was implied. I mean, not implied. Basically, literally,
it was said.
It was said. Yeah.
Has gaining weight gaining been weight. Tough for you? Because we know you put on a couple of lbs.
I remember years ago. Years ago, remember that one queen? You were somewhere. And I remember.
Yeah, it was detox.
Detox. And you were really bothered.
Not detox, like, from Drag Race.
Not detox.
It's a drag queen in New York City.
Which I think Detox is one of our patrons. I've seen.
She is one of our patrons. And I talked to Detox about her name. Detox Bustier.
Yeah, Detox Bustier.
I talked to Detox about this, and oh my, I'll never forget this.
I know. I remember that same. Yeah, I saw you like maybe that same day. You like, girl, and you told me about it, and I was like, yeah, gag.
We were at some nightclub. I can't remember the club. It was
maybe the Monster.
Westgate. Shut the fuck up. We're at Westgate.
Bruised.
We were at Westgate, and then Springsteen. We were at Westgate, and then we were like in line at the coat check, and then she like patted my stomach and was like, someone's getting a little thick, or like,
girl,
like, pregnant. And I was like, pregnant.
You think about, I've been heavy set my entire life, so people will be like, oh, you lost weight. People will be like, girl, you gained weight. They're like they know, like, this just, I've just always been that girl.
I literally left the club that night, and I went immediately to the gym. Like, literally straight to the gym, and I was like, I cannot believe, and there is a part of me that realizes that as I get older, maybe I can lose, I've lost some weight, but like, I'm more than likely not going to be less than 200 pounds ever again in my life. Probably ever again. I'm like 219 right now.
Yeah.
At my heaviest, I've been 240. And when I was like, I think when Detox pat me on the stomach, I was probably like 198.
Really?
It was before Drag Race.
Well, also, before Drag Race, Bob, you were skinny. You were like, I want to say you were maybe like a little heavier than Nick.
What? No, Nick is, well, I was maybe a little bit thicker than,
who do people know?
Maybe, I was skinnier than like Asia O'Hara.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely not skinnier than Asia O'Hara now. No, like skinnier than Asia, but maybe like a little thicker than a Snicker. No, I can't think of anyone. I was skinny.
Yeah, you were skinny.
I was skinny.
Yeah.
But that's not where I live these days.
Yeah.
But also part of me is like, you know, as you get a little bit older.
I can't think of who it was, but yeah, you were skinny. So she was like making a very hearty observation. She was like, oh. That is rude, though, to go up to someone
and pat my stomach.
That's something when I see, sometimes I may see a woman that I'm not sure.
Don't.
Bitch,
if you're not crowning.
Right. If you haven't explicitly said, I'm with child, yes. Then I will never say, oh my God, how many months?
Until I see the baby's head popping out, I will not ever.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Girl.
The embarrassment.
Girl.
For the person saying it, the person receiving
girl,
it.
Girl, the baby inside, everyone's embarrassed. The baby's not like...
I could not even imagine asking someone if they were pregnant. Oh, I'm embarrassed right now.
Thinking about it.
Yeah. That shit is embarrassing as sin.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this. When you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG, or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Summer is almost upon us. Is your wardrobe ready? What better way to get into the carefree spirit of summer than with a brand whose apparel and accessories are all about laid-back living, enjoying life to the fullest, and just good old vibes. Pura Vida's fair trade apparel and artisan-made accessories are comfortable, casual, eco-friendly, and a girl just... That's cool. Pura Vida styles are super affordable with bracelets starting at $6 and rings at $12. People love to buy several for stacking, mixing, and matching. And y'all know, I am a ring stacking girl. It's kind of my thing. I feel like I introduced that to the world-ish. Kinda, maybe, sort of. And Pura Vida is for me. They have colorful graphic tees, crop tees, and hoodies, including one-of-a-kind tie-dyes that are fun to wear and express your personality perfectly. Girl, be on trend. Be a cool kid for the summer. Y'all know that song? Cool for the summer. You'll be cool for the summer in Pura Vida. And girl, they're clothing with a cause. Shop their charity collections and 5% of your purchase price is given back to charities that support things like ocean and land conservation. Pura Vida has already donated $3.5 million to charity, including $335,000 donated in disaster relief in 2020 alone. Pura Vida, look good and do good. And to get 20% off your Pura Vida order, text RIVALRY to 38817. That's RIVALRY to 38817 to get 20% off your Pura Vida. Terms apply, available at puravitabracelets.com/terms. Again, text RIVALRY to 38817. Pura Vida.
You shouldn't need a PhD to figure out what's in your cat food. That's why Cat Person makes it easy to keep your cat healthy and happy without complicated names or confusing labels. Just high quality, high protein meals made for cats and for the people who love them.
Wow, you're really excited about Cat Person, Bob.
Well, you know, I've been bonding with Colleen.
Cat Person is protein-packed and only uses wholesome ingredients. The food is grain-free and low-carb.
Your cat's going to be so skinny.
Girl, snooshed. So there's no room for the unnecessary fillers you find in many other brands. You know, Colleen she's been on keto ever since we came to LA. She's on this weird diet thing, girl. She's weird. Cat Person delivers delicious, nutritious, and high-quality cat food right to your door. You'll never run out or have to settle for what's in the store.
Meal plans are fully customized for your cat and perfect for cats of all ages. There are 16 easy-to-serve wet foods and three different dry foods, so you'll be sure to find the combinations your cat will love. I hear that Colleen is obsessed with her duck, beef, and tuna flavors.
To be honest, I'm obsessed with a lot of beef myself as well right now. And they always ship for free with the meal plan. Cat Person knows switching your cat's food to something new can be very daunting. And girl, y'all know, that's why they offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on your custom meal plan.
You and your cat are going to love Cat Person as much as we do. Go to catperson.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to save $5 on your starter box with free shipping. Your starter box includes 10 cups of wet food, one bag of dry food, and an entire set of serving spoons, silicone lids, and a scooper. That's catperson.com/rivalry, code RIVALRY for $5 off your starter box with free shipping. catperson.com/rivalry. What's the code, Monet?
RIVALRY.
Do you ever ever have insecurities around things outside of your looks? Like, you have insecurities around talent or like jealousy? And-
yeah, I think I definitely experienced insecurities about talent. It's just as I think also because we're in an industry where people are constantly consuming what we're putting out. So, like, when you have a bad picture, or when you have an offset, or when you have a not great number, you like, and but then you're in the same show with a bitch just like turning the party,
yeah.
And audiences go up for you as much as they do for the other girl. You're like, I'm the shittiest drag queen in the world. I fucking suck probably.
So let me explain Work the World to you all. Okay, I'm old school Work the World, not OG, but like the second class of Work the World. I did two tours with them, mm-hmm. And when you're on Work the World, there is this thing in the beginning where all the queens come out. We all come out one by one, and the crowd cheers.
Yeah.
They just cheer louder for some girls than other girls.
Period. That's just it. That's just what it is.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. And it really affects the girls on the tour. Mm-hmm. Like, it really affects them. And there are some times on some of these tours where you will go to a town and you will have, like, they'll do individual meet and greets.
Mm-hmm, so right.
Like Naomi has a line, Bob has a line, Kim has a line, Monet has a line, and you just go to the ones you want instead of going all the way through. So in my experience, the three kind of meet and greets are everyone stands in one big group. There's you go one by one, everyone gets gets hit, and then there's each people have lines.
Or like couples, groups, or trios.
Yeah, but they still go through the line.
Usually. Yeah, yeah.
And when it's like go to the queen you want.
Like, if, ITD does this. Australia, ITD.
Yes, they do.
Girl.
And when you be sitting there.
Girl.
Somebody, like, your line is done, and someone else's line is.
As long as the day is.
And you be like, damn.
Girl.
You really be like.
Girl, okay, let me tell you something. My first, like, right off after season 10, I did the Comedy Queens tour with ITD. And it was myself, Trixie Mattel.
Oh, God.
Bunny, Jackie Beat, and Sherry Vine. But they would do theirs together because, like, y'all not about to get us.
Yeah, because ITD books girls who aren't on Drag Race.
Yeah, which is great.
Which is amazing. Mm-hmm. But it does make it awkward right after the meet and greet because a lot of the girls who have short lines give shit to the girls who have long lines. And it's, I think it's just insecurity popping up.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, like I gotta, this is the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. Like, your meet and greet was longer, mine was short, I'm embarrassed. And then people be like,
No.
Like, the fans be like, Monet, we still love you.
Yeah, that again, Trixie's like, Monet, we love you, girl. But so Trixie's line was obviously, every night was like crazy. And myself, Ginger Minj, and someone else, we were all about the same. And then Sherry Vine, Jackie Beat, and Bunny, they call themselves like the old lady gang, or so the old lady tree or some shit like that. They will have a few people, and then they'll, you know. But then Bunny, you know, Bunny's crazy. After the line is done, she's like dancing around to the music. She's gonna be like, hey, Fat Fag, how you doing? Like that was fine. But yeah, Trixie.
Also,
like,
I gotta quickly, because someone said this online, and I know you, Monet loves to, Monet will, let me tell you right now, if you tag Monet on Twitter, she saw it.
No, not always.
She saw it. And I was like, Monet does not bring that same energy to Lady Bunny.
Oh my God, I do. We just did a podcast about the Meghan Markle thing, and we did a whole thing about it. And
I heard Bunny was really on.
And
one.
I had to gather so many times.
I heard Bunny was on.
I had to
one.
Gather that fucking old crusty ass wig, bitch. I was like, because she was so perplexed at the fact of why is it bad for white people to ask people of color to educate them about racism. I was like, I'm not educating this old fucking 79-year-old English bitch about racism. I'm like, she knows.
She's been done to it.
Oh, like, you have a whole team of people.
She's had so many opportunities.
Yeah.
She's had so many. Listen, the royal family has had so many opportunities to learn about racism.
If we know about the transgressions of the royal family, bitch, they know.
I got a feeling that when they were like, you know, conquering African countries, they knew then.
You know what I'm saying?
Someone was like, ooh, this is shady. We're bad.
Not that.
Ooh, let's be bad. Let's conquer a million African countries.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, back to
Insecurities
about, like, you know, competing with other people, contemporaries and your peers. And I know that a lot of time there's a lot of jealousy, specifically around three drag queens, mm-hmm. in my experience. Bianca Del Rio, mm-hmm. Trixie Mattel, and Katya. because they are really followed and they...
Bianca's the one I don't feel, though, because...
I will say this. I do experience jealousy and insecurities sometimes with that stuff. Like when I, you know, go visit Bianca in her, like, gorgeous, beautiful home.
All right.
With a pool and, like, it's just... I was like, I am... This bitch has a great house. And I am, like... in the midst of, like, struggling to try to buy this.
That is not true. You're not struggling.
Well, I've been trying since October. I'll put it that way. I've been trying since October, and I've had a few snafus. Let's put it that way. Because of my remarkable credit history. There are moments where I'm like, this is just...
Yeah.
What? You had a girl slip up...
Get paid? We experienced a big one together.
I've experienced it in both ways. I've been there where a girl slips up about how much they're getting paid, and it's a lot less than me. And I've been there where a girl slipped up about getting paid, and it was a lot more than me. And I was like, I know you was balling like death. Like, have you ever felt that?
Oh, 100%.
A girl was like, yeah, I graduated this ad. It was only
50K.
And I was like, when am I going to start? Why am I doing stuff for 50K? What, am I broke? And I was like...
Girl.
It is wild. Like, it is...
I will say, I'm here in LA, and going back to, like, the body image thing, a lot of people here are just so physically fit.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is...
Have you gone on Grindr yet?
No.
Gag.
See, that's...
It's a gag.
I'm not going to do that to myself.
It's like, are y'all... What are y'all all... All y'all look... This how y'all just look?
You see what I'm saying? So, like, that... If I was to live in this city, I mean, a shot of adrenaline, a shot of... What's the opposite of insecurity?
Confidence?
Yeah. Give me a fucking confidence booster shot.
Yeah, I mean... It is...
It's a very pretty town.
L.A. is gorgeous. The people here are beautiful. And people in New York City are beautiful, too. But it's different.
It's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
There is something about... I don't know what's in the water.
Yeah.
But these niggas pretty as hell.
Well, everyone here is trying to be on TV, trying to be actors, trying to be musicians. They're all trying to look aesthetically pleasing so they can book the gig.
And also, it feels like old people don't live here.
Yeah, everyone seems very young. I agree with that, too.
Like, in New York City, old people live there. There are no old people here.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you have more time to think about it, but I'm trying to think of my daily, what I've experienced in the past 2 days. Obviously, I've been here a bunch before, but, yeah, I guess I don't see a lot of old folk.
I think they just moved to Palm Springs or out into the valley, or they... I mean, Hollywood is a... It's interesting. Hollywood is not like... If you tell someone you live in Hollywood, people are like, oh my God.
You're right.
They're like, oh, you live in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you tell someone you live in like Sherman Oaks or in the hills, they're like, you live in the... she in the hills.
Have you ever had sexual insecurity?
No.
I have.
When
I hear like other bottoms be talking about, they like, well, I don't, I'm not, I'm like extremely versed. I top more than my bottom, to be very honest. But when I hear bottoms just be like they just be eating the dick. How? I just can that, and I just feel like when I cannot perform like that for a partner, how I feel other bottoms are doing it, I'm like, I'm just a piece of shit.
So I was hooking up with this one guy for a while. This was the last guy I bought him for. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you the story about him? Because my most recent interaction with him.
What, you?
The
you
last
had, you
guy
met him since you.
The last guy that I bought him for, me and Jacob and his parents were going out to eat, and he was the host.
Oh, I did hear this.
And he was the host of the restaurant.
Got it. Yeah.
And I was like,
hey.
I was like, Kevin. Is your name Kevin?
To be fair, I just picked up that gig for extra coins.
But his name was Kevin. So I was trying to like bottom for this guy, and he had a really big dick, mm-hmm. and he, I don't know if he wasn't good, or if I wasn't good, but I know it wasn't good.
Yeah,
like our sexual dynamic for me mm-hmm. was not good. I think he was into it, but I was like, this is. I would consider this bad sex.
Right.
Like, this doesn't feel good.
Right.
I don't feel like you are taking me into consideration with my anything. Like, this is not the tea. You know what I mean? But I really mostly outside of my partners only do oral stuff.
Got it.
Like all not exclusively.
Right.
But all close. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I am.
So you've never felt sexually insecure? Must be nice.
Rarely. I'll put it this way. Rarely.
Word.
I mean, I think if I too got Invisalign and couldn't deep throat anymore, I might be like, ooh, girl, she is.
Okay, first of all, I can still do that. Getting all my wisdom teeth removed has drastically changed the game.
Oh, so that's, now she's just.
Oh, she's the queen of the castle now. Thordosaurus.
But I've always been very proud of my oral skills. and that's not just. With dicks. Uh-huh. I'm really great at oral skills with pussies too.
See, if I was to eat pussy, I would be. I've just never done it before, and I would not know what I'm doing at all.
I think in the beginning, I was probably not great.
Very big learning curve.
But, I mean, I think I'm good. I can eat some pussy. Bitch, I can eat some pussy. I really can.
I believe you. I believe you.
And if y'all don't believe me, drop them pussy pics in my DMs.
Would you ever start OnlyFans?
Monet. When have you ever seen me publicly, even in a tank top?
I know.
Like, I am so insecure about, like, my nude body that I would never.
Okay, but what if it was a thing where you could, like, no one ever saw your face or anything? But you have so many tattoos.
It's the body.
People would know.
It's not my face. It's my body, Monet.
Okay, so if you got the desired body you want, would you do OnlyFans?
No.
That's what I'm saying. So, but okay, but what if you had the body that you want to show off, and you blocked out your face, and people just did the acts?
I do have a desire for people to watch me have sex. Mm-hmm. But not on the internet. Like, I would, like...
Oh, your private thing.
Invite someone over.
I really, Bob, before we both leave this world, we need to go to a bathhouse together.
Monet...
Bob, just live. You have to live.
I live a whole life. I have a whole life that includes a lot of stuff that does not include me going to the bathhouse. I don't even know what would I do? No.
Well, you know, I went to a bathhouse with one of our very personal close sisters, and we went to this bathhouse together. Girl, it was wild. I was like,
you said she was getting busted.
I was like, you that girl.
I mean,
it's fierce. I was like, I was walking around like, mind my business. I was like,
I wouldn't be able to take it seriously. I would be.
Oh, but I would be telling a bit. I'd be past my mom, like, girl, no.
But also, if I'm in there and I'm feeling insecure, then I would just start making jokes. And it's not Bette Midler at the baths. Like, it's like we're trying to get it bust down up in here. We're not trying to hear a tight five.
Oh, my God. Imagine. That's kind of fierce.
They're like, we don't want a tight five. They're like, we're trying to take tight nines.
Oh, my God. Bob, that would be like a great little social thing. Like, bringing that back, like, performing. Like a bathhouse, obviously, like just do a one-off thing, like you doing a show at the bathhouse.
I would do a show at the baths.
That would be so fierce, actually.
Have you seen the videos of Bette Midler at the baths?
No,
they're great. They're really.
Did there videos of it? Did they have cameras back then?
It wasn't the 30s, one day. Yes, they had cameras back then.
Really?
I don't know how old you think Bette Midler is. Actually, how old do you think Bette Midler is?
Bette Midler,
because I think I know.
Lady Midler, I want to say 67.
Bette Midler's probably 74. Hey, Google. Bitch, you better not embarrass me in front of these motherfucking people. Hey, Google. How old is Bette Midler?
Bette Midler is 75 years old.
Damn!
3/4 of a century.
Wow.
She better fucking
work. She's supposed to live the life, but who? I don't want to. Okay, this is just for us, guys. Just for us. Like, we're all just speaking as friends. I don't mean this to like tear anyone down or whatever. Who do you think is a better actress, Bette Midler or Meryl Streep?
I think their bodies of work. In terms of the roles they've gotten, Meryl Streep has more serious roles than Bette Midler. Bette Midler does have some like Beaches,
This is meant to be serious. It's just to be acting.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, like, because of the roles that Meryl Streep has gotten, she's been able to show a broader range of talent than I think Bette Midler.
If Bette Midler and Meryl Streep both, well, Meryl Streep did do The Devil Wears Prada. Who do you think? Do you think Bette Midler could do a better? Oh my God, I'm blanking on the name. Miranda Priestly. I think so. I think if Bette Midler did Miranda Priestly, I think it would have been, it is iconic, we all know that. I think it could have been just as good, if not better.
I do agree, it could have been just as good. But I will say this, I could see Bette Midler playing some of Meryl Streep's role. I could not see Meryl Streep playing Winifred Sanderson.
Yes!
I could see Meryl Streep being like, sister!
Oh, absolutely, Bob.
You can see Meryl Streep being like, your wretched little lives have all been cursed because out of all the witches working, I'm the worst.
She played the witch in one of your favorite fucking musicals ever.
Okay, yeah, but the movie wasn't good.
But she was good.
The Woods was bad.
But she was good as the witch.
But let me tell you, the witch in Into the Woods and Winifred Sanderson are two, like...
I know.
They're not even... Winifred is a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, you know, twist the bones and bend the back. Lick it, lick it, lick it, lick
it. Trim him of his baby fat.
I just don't see Meryl Streep being that silly and being that campy and being that...
I think so.
I also didn't see Mamma Mia.
I never seen Mamma Mia either. Oh, she's in that? That is...
Is Meryl Streep in Mamma Mia?
All I know is that blonde long bitch. The one from Mean Girls.
Is Meryl... I haven't even seen Mamma Mia. And I know Meryl Streep. Also, Cher... Is, you know, Cher plays Meryl Streep's mom in Mamma Mia 2?
Gag.
Which is weird because they're like a year apart.
Work.
They're legit like 1 year apart from each other.
Work. I mean, was it Cher in like older makeup to make
I think it might have been a flashback.
Okay.
The fans are going to drag us. We're talking about something we haven't seen. Again, plot twist. I've not seen the movie. I just cannot bring myself to watch Mamma Mia.
I have no idea. When you talk about white shit, Mamma Mia is very Caucasian.
Mamma Mia, so white. Bob the drag queen dated it.
Yo, Mamma Mia, that is some white ass movie. That is a white movie.
It is white. And the only reason I know the music from Mamma Mia is because of the drag scene. Because we would do money, money, money.
Oh yeah, that's from Mamma Mia.
And also, see that girl. Watch that scene, digging the dancing queen. Oh yeah! So I know a couple of Mamma Mia-isms from the Broadway musical, from being a New York City theater.
Did you ever see the musical though? I know you're a musical. You're a theater fag.
No, I'm just not interested in Mamma Mia in any regard, shape, form, fashion.
Yeah.
No desire to see Mamma Mia.
Well, I think my security is like, obviously, and to a lot of people listening to this, we are celebrities, you know, we had a whole conversation about what that is. So, but like the fact, as human beings, everyone experiences security, but the fact like someone like Meryl Streep probably has acting insecurities, considering everything she's done, is so crazy to me. Like this person who is so accomplished, has such a vast career and has had so many slam dunks, home runs, whatever sports euphemism you want to use. I mean, analogy
we
you
can say like Oscars.
Oscars, you know what I mean?
Sports
the fact that, but she probably still has a lot of insecurities about her acting.
I mean, maybe?
She does. There's no way she doesn't.
It'd be interesting if I was someone like Denzel Washington, who is undeniably an amazing actor, but then you have people like... It would drive me crazy if I was Denzel Washington. We all knew I was a great actor, but The Rock was the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
That's so crazy.
That would drive me wild.
Yeah.
But it's also not necessarily that The Rock is better than Denzel Washington.
At all. We all know that.
Or vice versa. They're probably better at different things. Denzel Washington probably would not be great in an action movie.
Yes, but he's done many action movies. Training Day.
Not as many as...
This is true.
As The Rock. And probably not as good as The Rock.
I mean, but could you see The Rock playing Training Day? No.
Maybe one day.
The Rock is the highest paid actress in Hollywood.
Not actress.
Actor in Hollywood.
Yeah, The Rock. Yeah, Dwayne Johnson is the highest paid actor in Hollywood. Crazy. I mean, but his movies are... massive. And you know, I will say, like, there are times where
Jumanji?
Like whenever I come to a town and do a gig, I will be like, who was the last girl here? How was the crowd? Was it a lot of people? And they'll be like, oh my God, so many. And I'll be like
stiff wear.
And that shit does embarrass me. The last girl here, like, we had to turn people away at the door. There was a line down the block. We just it was on a Wednesday. And we didn't even advertise. It was
word of mouth.
Word of mouth. It was a game of telephone. We made more money than we've ever made right on this night. And that shit does get to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie, but also on the other hand, I get some sense of
when it's the other
100%. When like if this thing was here in Bitch, nobody came. I'd be like,
yeah.
But I also don't want to position this and insinuate in any way that you and I are not successful, and because we have great things going for us.
Yeah, yeah.
When Monet and I do DragCon, which we're never doing again. When Monet and I do DragCon,
what made the DragCon UK? You know we were the top line there.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Edward from WoW was telling me Theron. Our line was the most ridiculous one. It was like top three.
Well, then why would they make no money?
That's because we. Girl, we should do a whole podcast about doing DragCon internationally because that was a whole thing.
Girl,
do you remember?
Your merch is like twice as expensive. Girl, you have to ship it. It's wild.
It's crazy. Yeah, your takeaway is like we sold a lot, but your takeaway, what you're taking home, and we had a whole. Remember us in the hotel?
We were in the hotel crunching numbers, and I'm not gonna lie, I was being like, bitch, I fucking told you, bitch. And every person number, I was like, Monet, do you see the numbers on my fucking phone?
But to be fair, you're breaking it down like by unit.
Yeah, bitch. I was doing, Monet was
you
doing.
You were doing like very intricate like accounting math. But I was looking at like making consideration. Bob was like, no. Per this is what we are taking away. If we break it down for real.
Well, Monet was doing gross, and I was like, well, no, Monet, net. Not gross, bitch. It's net. Like, what are we walking away with? Monet was like, but girl.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a whole other thing. But I will say, like I said, at DragCon, we do have long lines. And I also don't want anyone to think that your insecurities are invalid because you have nice things.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, even though at DragCon my line never dies down, when I hear about someone else's line, I'm just like, they fucking love that bitch.
Yeah.
But also, what can I say? I love that bitch too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I am a massive Alaska fan.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Trixie fan.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Bianca fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously, like...
You're missing one.
And a big Monet fan. Do we ever experience insecurities between each other?
No, I genuinely, when I hear you do stuff, I genuinely get so excited like it's me. Like when you told me the New York thing, like you were on the subway.
Oh yeah.
I was like, I rode the subway thrice a week to the gym and I never heard you, but I was like, oh my God.
You know,
and
Patty heard it.
Patty heard it?
Yeah, Patty heard it, yeah.
And, I mean, of course, would I like it to be me as well? Oh, yes, but, you know, New York, because I am a New Yorker, and they wouldn't offer it to me.
I'm a New Yorker.
You're not a New Yorker.
We discussed the rules of being a New Yorker. I'm a New Yorker. 12 years of skin in the game.
But hearing the fact that, like, my best friend, like, one in the whole wide world was going to be, like, on the New York City subway, I'm like, oh, my God, I felt like it was me, too.
And there are people in this world, you, Bianca... My partners, my family, whenever something good happens for them, it feels like it's happening for me.
Right.
Like, I get excited as if that shit happened for me.
Yeah.
I mean, even when Bianca won Drag Race, I remember I almost cried.
Oh, I cried when you won.
Which is so crazy. I was like, we weren't even that close at the time.
When Bianca won, I was like, no, this is
great. I was like, this is I was so happy. I was like, when you won, I cried. When I think when you got cast, I may have cried.
You did not cry when I got cast.
Not to you.
But I think what everyone in the
Alfredo
world.
Alfredo cried when I remember on the day they announced on the because Alfredo knew by the time I got back, but on the day they announced the show, Alfredo and I've seen Alfredo drunk maybe like twice. Alfredo's one of our best friends. Alfredo came to Barracuda and was like wasted and just
sobbing.
He was like, I just love you so much and I'm so happy for you. And I was like, oh my God, I'm friend. And I remember what I was wearing. The day we announced, I was wearing this terrible, but it was skin tight catsuit.
Work.
It was camouflage. It was like.
Oh, tight. Yeah, I remember that one.
That shit was tiny. Oh my God, I was so
sick. I have it.
Do you really?
It fits me.
You know what? Speaking of fits.
Oh, God. What's she about to pull out? Oh my God! I repaired that and stoned it. You're welcome.
Because you broke it.
No, you never said thank you. You can't even see the stones on camera, really.
I'm like, this is a shirt from a shirt from Tyler Wallach that I turned into a leotard, and I was like, oh, I want to be a leotard. So then I made this, like, it's actually really kind of fierce.
It's made well. Your little cap sleeves.
Right? Girl, she did. She turned her.
Bobby used to make at least like one outfit for almost every gig a week.
Yeah, I would make something new. I mean, they weren't, amazing.
But I think what I think we're both saying is that everyone experiences insecurities, no matter what it is. Like, if you are someone existing in this world, it's kind of really hard to not compare yourself compare yourself to your contemporaries and other people when you see other people's shit. Like, it's just really hard not to do it.
Yeah, but I like to try to bask in what I know about myself, bask in what I feel positive about.
Yeah.
Remember that I have a lot of great things going for me. I remember my old roommate, Michelle. You remember Michelle?
And I met, she came back to America for something, and then I met her with you. But I did.
White girl with long hair.
Yeah.
Long dark hair. And I remember one time she just came in my room and was like, oh my God. I was like, what? She goes, I have been like so negative about my legs. Because she has thick legs.
Oh.
She goes, but I have so much going for me. I have a lot of things going for me in my life right now. And I cannot believe I'm in here upset about my goddamn legs. This is ridiculous.
Work.
I need to get my shit together. I think about Michelle saying that all the fucking time. Work. I think about that all the time. Sometimes I'll be like, bitch, I have a lot of shit going for me. I cannot believe I'm mad about this little, razor bump or the fact that my bottom teeth are just a little crooked.
Well, it's also, I think also my background, because it's a big thing for, I don't know, for Asian families, Caribbean families, is that, like, no matter what, like, this was true my entire life. Like, I would come through with, like, an A on a report card, and my mom would be like, what happened to the plus? Or I would come with something, she'd be like, it was always, even though I had, like, a 98, 99 on the test, well, what about the other 2 points? That was literally my entire adolescence growing up, every time, every test, everything, always.
That's not my experience. Like, I remember getting C's and being like, did she turn it? But did she turn it? You gagging?
Girl, not. It is.
A C.
Girl, no.
Average.
If I want a C home, bitch, I will get a 1-2.
You never failed a course before?
I have failed before, but it was something like gym. It wouldn't be like something like math. But if I was to fail math or English, oh, it was a wrap. No PlayStation for the next until the next report card. Your bedtime was 9 o'clock. Oh, no, you're going to bed at 7 o'clock.
I mean, I failed algebra 1.
We didn't have breakthrough. We didn't have all that. Y'all want some fancy.
That's not that fancy one.
Algebra 1 in high school?
Yeah, you take algebra 1 in 9th grade, and then you take geometry. And then you take algebra 1 in 9th grade, and you take algebra 2 in 10th grade, and then you take geometry.
That all they teach is about shapes for the whole year?
The whole year you take geometry.
That is stupid. That is so, not you. I'm saying that just is such a, bitch, I didn't need to know about isosceles and perpendicular. No, bitch, I need to know about my taxes and my mortgages.
You about to gag on the next class because it's called trigonometry. And you literally just study triangles.
That is crazy that they waste your time with that in school.
Okay, trigonometry is not a waste of time.
What are you, to this day, using that you learned from trigonometry?
I sew, and I use trigonometry in sewing a lot, actually.
Do you sew now?
No. Sometimes. That's not true. I sewed these curtains together.
Did you?
I sewed, these are all separate curtains that I sewed together.
And you use trigonometry for this?
No.
Trigger, please.
Growing up, cereal is one of the best parts of being a kid. But I had to give it up because I realized it was full of sugar and junk that you really should not eat. Now, I've been trying to cut down on carbs and sugar and healthy foods, and I realized that I basically can't eat anything anymore. I've been drinking protein shakes, powder for years, but finally, I found a delicious way to get my protein before and after my workouts.
0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories per serving. It's keto-friendly, it's gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. Variety packs include 4 flavors. There are cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Go to magicspoon.com/rivalry to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code RIVALRY at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/rivalry and use the code RIVALRY to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Having a cat, and now don't... By the way, Kimchi posted this, put this tweet the other day talking about something about no one, literally no one, cat owners. My cat is like a dog.
And that's, I'm
like,
what I say,
okay,
too.
But why are people who like dogs obsessed with people who like cats? You don't see cat people being like, ugh, dog people. We just live our lives. Y'all are obsessed with people that have cats.
Now, let me tell you right now. No. Dog people... But first of all, I don't have a dog.
But you are, you
I prefer dogs.
And you grew up with a dog. So you are clearly a dog person.
Gotcha. Now, we will post our dogs, but we, like, if someone says, oh my God, I'm afraid of dogs, I don't like dogs, people are like, got it. Dog owners aren't like, no, not my dog.
Except for the lady last night who we were both afraid of her dog, and she was like, no!
Oh, yeah, we cut the corner, and this dog was like...
Literally, though.
What set you repping?
And then she was like... And she's like, no, he's fine. He just played. And Bob did the whitest shit I've ever done. You walked up and was going to pet
him. I did not pet him. What happened was I said, are you dangerous? Are you?
Yeah. And I said, no, but Bob, you got so gay. You were like, are you
dangerous? I said, are you dangerous?
Yes, that's what it was.
I code switch around cis women a lot.
Oh, same.
Because as a very large black man,
girl,
I'm like, I'm going to give you as many signals as possible,
girl,
so that you feel safe around me,
girl.
And it's really for me to feel safe.
And that is honestly just
the screams of a white woman could ruin your life.
That is again an example of privilege. See, because white dudes probably don't ever think about that. They walk around their lives living their full entire tall white man life. But black dudes, I think about that all the time. When I'm going to talk to a white lady, I'm like, let me adjust my tone. Let me sound blah, 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 so she doesn't feel threatened.
I'm like, girl.
On a dark street. First of all, we're on a dark street.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the middle of Hollywood.
With a tiny little Jewish guy following us.
Uh-huh. And it was, imagine she was like, to Jacob, she's like,
are you in danger? But yeah, so I do code switch a lot for white women in public because white women are fucking scary.
They are.
If a white woman screams...
Oh, she was screaming. We were going down.
And I'm... how can I prove to anyone?
Imagine she was screaming like, ah, they're attacking me! We would have been done.
I would run.
And then we would look even crazier.
It's the Catch-22. The Catch-22 niggas running from one white lady. Like, that shit is... White women are just... They have too much power.
So, having a cat means you just constantly have these little scratches and nicks on your hands.
That's the thing. Also, cats are like being like... Cat people are like, but she loves me.
She's just playing, though.
She loves me, though.
She's just playing around, and she scratches me a little
Dogs bit. Don't do that. Dogs don't play like that. And cat owners are always like... Trying to convince you that the cat won't do that to you, too. I'm like, if the cat will do it to you, and you provide and feed, and then I will say something like, Monet, your cat just swiped at me. Monet would be like, no. And then Monet comes out looking like fucking Freddy Krueger, like she just shook hands with Freddy Krueger. I'm like, your cat, there's a whole video of you online. People on clipped it as you being like, girl, she got me. She fucked my shit up. She Floyd Mayweather, though. Fuck out of
she's
here.
Cute.
My mother does not like your cat.
Miss Martha.
Mom said, tell Monet to get a little ugly ass cat.
Oh my God, I know you can't talk about it and I won't talk about it, but you just did something with your mom that's so cute. I love it. It's so cute. I can't wait for it to drop.
I want to do like a big, I'm going to be hitting 1 million TikTok followers soon. And I want to do something.
Like what?
I don't know.
Can
like
you do the typical Instagram like influencer thing with like your like golden 1M balloons.
I kind of want to like paint a mural on the side of a building and like do the comma and be like,
oh, like for 1 million
on the side of a building, like paint out.
Who's gonna let you do that?
I don't know. I gotta do something. I want to do something cool, like
just be on that nigga shit. Just do it illegally. Just do it on the side of your building,
girl. Let me right now. Okay, first of all, I live in a building. There's not a lot of in this building. I have been Karen'd so many times in this building.
How?
When I moved in. There was this. I parked the U-Haul. Like, okay, you see my parking garage, right?
Yeah.
So it's a pretty wide parking garage.
Yeah.
I parked my U-Haul all the way to the side.
Uh-huh.
Backed it up, and I started lowering my stuff. You have to go through the service elevator when you.
Okay.
So which is all at the back. It is on the catty corner to my. My apartment's a square. The elevator's here. I live here.
Got
so
it.
So I have to go. I have to walk all the way through the parking lot over here, load it up, and carry it back around. It was wild, but I was like, you know what? The rules are the rules. It's fine.
Is, yeah.
But I parked the truck there because I didn't want to walk around the corner to bring things back.
Right.
Ezra and Jacob are not muscle men.
Right.
So I'm doing most of the heavy lifting in these relationships, okay? It was me and Ezra by ourselves, and Ezra forgot something at the apartment. I said, you go back and get it. I'll just unload the truck. So my black ass, I'm on the truck by myself, and my neighbor, this white lady, she comes, she's like, oh my God, welcome to the neighborhood. I said, hey, girl. So we started talking for like a little bit, and I had been talking for maybe 5 minutes, and she was like, you're a drag queen, I'm a stripper. And I said, that's amazing. Within 5 minutes, I was looking at pictures of her pussy. It was kind of fierce. I was like, you better work, Mistake.
Work.
Anyway, and then, so her and I are talking, and I told her which unit I live in, because she seemed nice, we were being friendly. And then this guy walked by, and he goes, you can't do this. And I said,
Can.
You can't park here. And then the stripper, she was like, well, I drive an SUV, and I drove right past it. And I have a pretty big SUV. Yeah. So I don't think it's blocking. And I also saw two cars come through. So I don't think it's blocking anyone.
Work.
He goes, well, you're blocking the sidewalk. This is a fire hazard. And I said, I don't think there's any fires right now. He goes, "What? I'm on the board.
Oh, my God. They love giving you their
credentials. Well, I'm on the board, and you can be fined for this.
Oh, my God.
And I said, well, I guess I'm just going to take my chances here, I guess. He goes, well, what unit do you live
in? None of your fucking business.
And I was like, I don't even know if you live here. As I'm getting ready to be like, what unit? My fucking stripper friends, like, unit blank, blank, blank. And I was like, bitch, I just met you. Do not tell this nigga
where I live.
I don't even know if he lives here.
Right.
I don't know if you some motherfucker walking your dog in the street. I don't know you.
No.
But I was just like, listen, girl.
I got it.
Ixnay on the, you know, unit yay. So then, me and Ezra got a note the other day being like, there's all kind of noises coming from this apartment and music too. So maybe consider, which is new. To be fair, maybe there is noise, and Ezra plays music, and it just New Yorkers, except your neighbor. Girl. In my experience, from the 12 years I was in New York City, New Yorkers do not complain about noise.
They really don't. And that's the first time I've ever experienced it.
You just take it, whatever the noise is.
You're like, I live in a building. It is what it is.
Yeah, in my 12 years, I've never had anyone one time come and be like, y'all are too loud. Right. And let me tell you right now, we be loud. Me and Monet have had full-on screaming matches in my apartment. We play video games.
Yeah.
We jump up
had
and down.
Thanksgiving, had birthday celebration.
And I just, so this is new to me to have someone be like, you're being too, I've just never had anyone tell me.
Shit.
It really fucked my shit. I was like, I cannot even believe
this. This is one of the prime reasons why I was like, I need to get my own home. And then I was looking at homes, and I'm like, I can't imagine getting an attached house. Because, like, the thought of buying a home and not being able to be as free and as loud as you want to be because you have an attached house and your neighbor's going to be like, you're too loud.
Well, I think it's just based on where you want to live. Like, for example, if you want to, here's the thing. I personally am more interested in space and land and my house than I am location.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for me, that's going to be down the line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I was like, bitch, if I was living by myself, I would have moved to the suburbs yesterday.
Really?
I would have been in the suburbs. I'd have been way out in the valley, as far as the valley as you can go.
Why? But with considering work, why would you do that? That seems...
Work what? But it's like all my work in LA, I'm on We're Here. Ask me where we filmed last year. None of it was. I've never filmed anything. The last thing I filmed in Los Angeles was RuPaul's Drag Race.
I get that too. But I've always been a city dweller. I've always lived in like a city. So I can't when you live all the way out in Bumble the Boobity Bop Skibbity Valley, you can't just get on your phone and get food and like Uber Eats.
You get in your car and go get food. I have lived in the suburbs,
but it's not great options. You get like fucking steak and shake.
That's not true. When I lived in the suburbs of Atlanta, there's lots of great options. There's lots of when you're touring in the suburbs, you're only looking at these main spots. That's why everyone's like, you got to go to so-and-so. You got to go to so-and-so because they know the spots. When you're from those places, you know, there's mom and pop shops outside of cities as well. I grew up in the suburbs. So I was not a city dweller until I lived in New York City. So, yeah, my last 12 years were all and also this the helicopter, always helicopter in LA. My last 12 years were all like very city. But before that, bitch, I am from the fucking suburbs. Like, that's my whole life has been the suburbs.
I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm insecure about living in the suburbs.
I do have partners and I am young and I'm trying to like figure things out. I think one day I'm gonna get my super house out in the valley.
Oh yeah, true. And also looking at houses too, when I look at how like for something that's like 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, something like that. The price of what that is in the city compared to what that is in the suburbs, girl, it is night and day.
Exponential. Let me right now, if you are looking for homes and you are looking in New York City or Los Angeles, do not type Atlanta, Philadelphia, Austin. Don't type Detroit because the prices are so appealing.
Yeah.
And a third,
girl,
of the price,
it's crazy.
Double the size. You know there are places in the world that sell houses for like $1. Yeah, in Italy there are several towns that will sell you these old houses for literally $1. The houses are not in great shape, but you have to promise to put in $150,000 worth of repairs. And the house is
yours. But in desired neighborhoods. Should we do that? Should we get
there? They're in little small towns.
Okay.
Syracuse, New York has a program where they will sell you like a really old cheap house for like $1,000. And they're like massive. They're like mansions.
But shitty, probably shitty neighborhoods.
No, it's just that I think it's I don't think it's necessarily in shitty neighborhoods. I think what it is places like Syracuse or these towns in Italy. They're trying to get people to move back into their towns. Mm. So they're giving these as incentives. You know, a lot of Detroit, because the car industry had a lot of mansions. Mm-hmm. And then as the city started to, as the city started to go down, like economically speaking,
yeah,
a lot of these mansions are now available and they are very, go to cheap old houses.
Should we get a house in Detroit?
Honestly, Monet, don't play games with me because I want to get like a little vacation moment somewhere.
Should we get a house in Detroit? A mansion in Detroit?
Monet. Bob. But like, honestly, after I get this current place, for $1,000?
That's crazy.
For $1?
And then we put in some money, reno it, make it fierce, and bitch, flip it, sell it.
Should we? No, but a lot of these places you have to like, you can't flip them.
Who stops you? If you buy a house, you can do whatever you want with it.
That's not true. It's you have to honor the lease.
There's a lease when you buy a house?
Yeah, the warranty or the they'll sign over the whatever. Like for example, the deed. You have to honor the deed.
Have you seen the movie Mr. Deeds?
No, what is it about?
Adam Sandler has said all of his like Big Daddy, Mr. Deeds, Happy Gilmore, Nick.
I've seen those, but not Mr. Deeds.
I just love those kind of movies. I feel like you and I are gonna meet that.
What is Mr. Deeds about?
It's about a guy in like a small town. He has like a rich uncle or rich some family member who dies and leaves him this whole thing.
You got some nerd trying to like propose that we buy a house together after I've been begging you to buy a house together for over a year.
A vacation's probably different than like I can't live with people.
Nigga, I don't want to live with you either.
But we can get a vacation spot together.
No thanks. I'll talk to Kim.
Kim, I'm not gonna buy no house with you.
Yeah, before she buy a house with you.
Lies. Do you think you're closer to Kim than me?
Do I think I'm closer to Kim than you are to Kim?
Yeah. Probably. I'll say it's even.
I'm closer to Naomi than you are to Naomi.
Probably.
We ain't gonna probably. All right, we'll name girls. We'll see who's closer. Ready?
Uh-huh. Violet. I'm closer than you to Violet.
You're closer to Violet than I am?
I talk to Violet like, I talk to her at least once a month. We call me chat on the
phone. Okay, I talk to Violet maybe like once every, you say once a month?
Yeah.
Once every like 2 months. Bianca.
You. Definitely. Yeah, Aquaria.
You. Trixie.
I don't know. I talk to Princess Trixie quite often.
I know, but I be feeling like... Okay. Sometimes I be like, I think Trixie likes Monet more than she likes me. I think Trixie likes Monet more than she likes me. It's because you're nicer. You're just a nice person. You're so nice.
You're nice, too.
But you're nicer. You're a little bit nicer than I am.
Remember like, the first, like, maybe two episodes of the podcast, you used to dog me for being nice? Like, Monet just love being nice. We're just nice about everything. But now you're using it in a nice way. This is interesting.
Okay. How about Detox?
Me.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. You're close to every... You're close with more... Y'all got your little secret group chats and
my
stuff.
My God, not a secret group chat. It's one trio of girls that we have a little group chat.
Like, Monet was nice enough to invite me to their party night one time.
Okay, so we had this game that said that Detox started over a break. During the panorama. And Bob came in once, and we would constantly ask Bob to do it. First of all, I've tweeted this today. Bob chooses the most roundabout ways of communication. Prime example, today, I call Bob at 11:30 this morning. I'm like, to be like, hey girl, what time are we meeting up? Call Bob. No answer. Call again. Your rule. I only did this rule with Bob. I call you twice in a row to see if you answer. Didn't answer. 10 minutes later, I looked down at my phone, 2 missed calls from WhatsApp. I was like, why did you call me on WhatsApp? Then I call you back on WhatsApp, no answer. Then I text you. I was like, hey, WhatsApp is coming over. And then you finally call me back. I was like, why did you call me on WhatsApp? You're like, I'm just trying something. You're so strange.
I just wanted to try something. Okay. That's not weird.
That is weird. I just want to talk to you.
We did talk. You can talk on WhatsApp.
Oh, my God. I'm excited.
And I want to thank WhatsApp for sponsoring this episode. All right, y'all. Thank you all for listening. This together is a one-of moment. We're going to be separate again. But I have a strong feeling that we're going to be together. Wait, we're going to get our own studio space.
Yeah.
This is going to be great.
I think so, too.
You ever play Mercy when you were a kid?
Mercy?
Yeah.
I used to always win. I'm about to win again today.
Ready for a round?
Good. I'm
take my ring off. You ready?
Right.
We're gonna do one hand or two.
We can do two.
I
need more leverage.
I don't think I've ever lost Mercy.
I've never lost Mercy either. So this is the tiebreaker.
Are you ready?
One, two, three.
Mercy!
Oh, my it's only because I have a cut. That's why.
My baby. All right, I love you so much. Bye.
Bye.
A podcast network.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.